The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
With all the hubbub about today, we have to go backwards in time a little bit. We have to talk about last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that? The car turning around?
Oh, that was just us going back in time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Did anyone else have a tummy ache?
What?
Oh no!
You did not.
No.
Last night was so good.
No, it was so good. It was worth it.
Oh my god! I gotta be honest. While I was driving home, I burped and a little something.
Oh no, not Aaron!
What are you guys doing?
Every time I go out to eat with you guys, I overeat and I throw up.
Okay, that's right. You did keep saying I'm really full,
and then I kept going.
All right, let's just catch everybody listening up who's like trying to not also barf.
Right, right.
The Colorado list, all the things that Eric has to do to become one of us,
is almost
a Colorado done.
Mm-hmm.
You're super close now.
One more.
Whitewater rafting, right?
TBD.
Tubing? Can we call it tubing?
We're whitewater rafting, okay, period.
White caps on the water.
I know you're going to find a way around this, and I'm almost willing to let it happen because just to... The idea of dealing with your anxiety on a bus ride somewhere is worse than...
Buses don't seem to be the problem.
No, it's the whole time. It's like the anticipation. Oh, you'll be like...
Right.
What
happens if my helmet comes off?
Right.
Right.
Then you're dead.
What if Aaron throws up again?
Seems likely.
I'll lean over. Don't worry.
Anyway, one of the... Like, I don't know how to say this. I think I owe Colorado... I'm a native here. I owe Colorado, and I 100% owe Bastions a huge apology.
Mm-hmm.
What a dump. It looks like such a dump from the outside.
No, it doesn't.
I lived in Glendale. I drove by that place on Colfax in Colorado a billion times. I'm like, what, you go in there and you get shivved? Like, it just looks... I'm sorry. I'm probably not selling it the right way yet. I just want everyone to understand there's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's been around for a while.
Which it probably has. Didn't he say something about 70 years?
Did he?
70 years?
Maybe. I made that up.
Can I just say this?
I was thinking it opened in the 70s, but I don't know.
I don't know. That sign looks 70 years old.
Yeah, it does.
Patrick was our server.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Patrick has a flipping clue who we are. We were just the nut job. We were crazy.
Yeah.
But he was so great. Like, you go in there. Does it not feel like you're in a time machine a little bit?
I've never been in one, so how would I know?
But like, did you feel like you were in a 2025 restaurant?
No.
It feels like Tony Soprano might be somewhere in the back, 100%. And there's a little of
there's
that.
Like shag carpet somewhere.
Yeah.
And weird like Christmas lights like your uncle puts up outside.
But they're there all the time.
All the time.
Right.
But you're not going to say anything.
No, right. God, no.
Your uncle upset. Is, you know.
Uncle Lou, what are you doing there? Then we were like, we got to just, everybody, the reason we had to go was for this sugar steak.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was dreading it. So I was
1937
like,
is when they, that's crazy.
Hi. Wow. 37. Wow. We're at almost okay. Are we at 80 something years?
88. Yeah. I would say
88.
We're in double digits.
We are the dumbest collection of humans. Yeah. On planet Earth. I just wanted to get the sugar steak out of the way because everybody said, go to order that. And I'm like, that sounds awful.
Why were you dreading it? I was.
Well, because.
I was turned on to it. I'm like, sugar?
Me too.
You misread something somewhere.
Are you sure I did?
You kept blabbing about how you had to order it well done.
I thought their website said you had to order it well done. It definitely said you cannot get it with a filet mignon.
Which we couldn't.
Right.
But then we were able to get it medium rare. And that's the
most
cooked.
You can only get it rare or medium rare.
Mm.
I almost think rare could have been even better.
If Tiak was there, so I didn't want to push him. He has boundaries.
Yeah.
He's come a long way.
But I
didn't. Yeah, I did medium rare, no problem.
I know. I just didn't want like it to still be mooing or like twitching on the plate because he would not have handled it.
Yeah.
That was the best steak I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
Like I was just from it, not from it. Like I've had Wagyu or Kobe or whatever. That, like, you don't even need teeth for, but like to put your fork in a fatty piece of meat and put it in your mouth and then go, what's happened? What?
Yeah, the sugars. It's really good.
The sugar gave way to, I don't even know what to say.
It was like almost Asian inspired.
Yes.
And then it went, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Right.
Psych.
No, you're in bastions, man.
Right.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I was sad that it was already over.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the next thing you got? Was that sugar?
It was.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
But it had that same kind of.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Because then I let Patrick, he was like, as long as you guys just let me drive, he pointed to the pork chop and I was like, say less, let's go.
Yeah, the tomahawk pork, yeah. The bone in, the big boy.
And then he didn't even let me pick sides.
He told you what to get?
Yeah.
He was like, potato. He's like, starts pointing at options. He's like, mashed potatoes. And I was like, okay.
Well, those mashed potatoes were.
Holy God.
So good.
I don't even know what else. Like, it was just a great time. Yeah. We were misfits. Mm-hmm.
It was the burger. I got the burger. Phenomenal.
Did you get a sugar burger?
Sugar no, burger? It was just a regular burger.
Okay. I got
was,
the sugar. The yeah.
Sugar burger?
Aaron's fine. The glucose on.
Did you keep it down? Or what did you barf up, do you think?
I didn't actually barf up anything. I swallowed it back down.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Hey, it's Aaron from my friends at Bastions. Even if you overeat and almost barf, you're going to want to swallow that barf.
That's how good
I'm
it is.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's even good the second time. Bastions, Colorado and Colfax. Make your reservations online.
For more than 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so just to make this clear, we're talking about just, we did almost our last thing on the Colorado list. Almost. We had Bastions last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I may have started the conversation incorrectly, because I did say, my impressions were it wasn't going to be good.
You were dreading this one.
Mm-hmm. I kind of was, because I didn't think the food was going to be good. And once I got to the building, I was like, I know the food's going to be bad.
Right. And it's like an evening after work that we all needed to go. So I get it.
It turned out to be one of the most fun things we've, I mean, Edgewater Pizza was fun. Everything's been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has.
But I was floored by everything, and we couldn't have got a better server.
True.
Yeah.
If you go there, ask for Patrick. He's just, mm-hmm. he like just took to us and like handled it.
Yeah. I don't think Bastion's missed. There wasn't a single thing. We all ordered different stuff. Yeah. And
you ate a scallop, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we had the bacon wrapped scallops.
Yeah.
You're such a big boy now.
It was good.
I don't like it when you talk to him like that.
But what do we want to talk about? I know we don't want need to just keep making people hungry.
Right.
But the dessert thing that happened.
There was a large discovery last night for both Aaron and I believe. And I don't want to call us naive.
What word would you use? Because I got.
I would
one
say
that
we are enlightened now.
I've got a list.
So Patrick came to us and said, "If you can guess my favorite dessert item on the menu, I'll pay for it." Whatever.
Because what had happened is our food wasn't out yet, much like fajitas, somebody ordered some dessert that's like. It's fajitas. It's like
caramelizing as it moved.
It's popping.
Yeah.
People are ducking and covering.
Right.
But it's filling.
But it smelled so good.
So good.
Yeah.
It was like caramely.
Yeah.
It was the apple fruit pie.
Yeah.
Something.
Mm-hmm. So there was probably caramel.
It was incredible. And we were like, what is that? And he's like,
you don't want it.
Yeah.
He was like, first off, shut up. You haven't even had food yet.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, when we get there, I'll get you to the right spot.
When we get there.
Yeah. He was like, he just took control of a table of four like A personalities and just owned us.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Yeah. That's how good Bastions is though. Even the thing that we were like, we need that. He's like,
no,
there's
no,
better.
Don't.
There's better. It's so good.
But then he challenged us. He was like, if you guess what the best thing on the dessert menu is,
right.
I'll buy it.
We knew it wasn't creamy.
And we knew it wasn't the pie.
And we knew it wasn't the pie. Yeah. And we got it wrong.
It was my fault.
What did we guess?
We guessed
the bread pudding.
The white chocolate bread pudding.
That's right. Still sounds good.
But Erica and my first guess was the actual
That's
item. And we went against
but
it.
But I said, so the one of the things on the, it was like a warm brownie fudge sundae.
Butterfinger.
Warm brownie fudge sundae.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is such a Chili's item. That can't be his favorite thing.
And you said it to his face.
I said it to his face.
Yeah.
And he was like, he accepted it. What a great dude.
Yeah.
Is that video going out there?
Oh, yeah. It's that's when he says, like, are we doing the, what's the movie that you like so much?
Oh, Princess Diaries.
Princess Bride.
I love that one.
Yeah, which one?
Sign me up for that one.
Nerds!
There's a scene where they're eating dessert and she's like,
Okay. Yeah,
I sound like my dog.
I was doing like, so you said it can't be creamy, so it can't be the key lime, and you said it can't be this, and he's like, so it clearly can't choose the wine in front of you. He thought I was doing the poisoning scene.
I don't even know what this is a reference to. Haven't you been forced to watch this movie? Perfect.
Meaning you don't have to be forced again? Because you're coming to my house and we're watching that movie.
Again?
Yeah, but just you this time.
That's creepy.
I don't mean... There's a white van parked outside with Snickers in it. Okay.
We've all done it.
Here's the stupid thing that happened. And I think Tiak was the one who was like, sometimes I don't understand why chocolate and peanut butter go together, but then they do go together.
Yes. Yeah, I have this weird thing about if I like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but I don't like a peanut butter and chocolate brownie. It's like I like a Reese's or I just want chocolate. I don't like too much peanut butter in stuff. And okay. The Butterfinger brownie was perfect because it was a chocolate brownie with just a little Butterfinger on top.
And this is where I said, you're dumb. What are you talking about?
It's not a Reese's peanut
butter. Yeah, it's not Reese's, it's Butterfinger.
So there's no peanut butter in it at all.
Is this a universal understanding that Butterfinger is peanut butter?
What?
It's more like a butter toffee.
I mean, it's so...
Then would it be Toffee Finger, Erica?
I mean, it has
that... That sounds all right.
Yeah. It has that honeycomb consistency, so I was thinking more... Like
then it would be
that.
A bee finger. Like honeycomb.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get what Aaron's saying.
I need you both to say what you said last night, what you thought it was. Because I said the butter, like peanut butter, and you two said, oh, we thought it was butter.
Yeah. I did not say that.
I said, like butter toffee.
Butter?
It doesn't taste like butter. And it's brown. Like, what are you talking about?
It's like orange.
I said I've never thought about what it is. It's like ranch, where it's just
you did say that.
That's ranch. You don't think of it as mayo or egg whites and stuff. It's just ranch.
It's not.
I don't know what ranch is. That's the point. I don't know what a Butterfinger is.
Buttermilk and then,
whatever.
Mayonnaise, sour cream, buttermilk with various herbs and spices.
Yes,
mayo. I would have never thought that.
It's just ranch. A Butterfinger is just a Butterfinger.
I do want to know, is this like a common thing? Do people not know?
Yes.
That a Butterfinger?
Please text in 303-222-5423 if this is a revelation for you that a Butterfinger is based. What? When have you had a Butterfinger?
Constantly.
I love that.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.